Blog Talk Radio.
This is Talk 29, the best in talk.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of Tom B. Stone's Don't Get Me Started. Lots to unpack today, but I first invite you to call in and join the conversation and the fracas at 563-999-3754. That's 563-999-3754. You can also feel free to join us in the chat room where I will address the comments questions there as well. Remember, you could join us here every week, Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on Talk 29 Radio. Topics I'm going to cover today may be a bit controversial, but I'm not on this radio show to practice political correctness. I'm here to give you the truth. And with that being said, to any listeners who are easily offended, or have children in close proximity to whatever device you may be listening to me on, you may want to shut my show off right now. And if you're not easily offended, turn up the volume. We're going to have an interesting half hour. I'm not sure what the parents, today's generation, put in the milk, but every day the news emanating from Southern California seems to get more and more bizarre. It's like a game of hold my beer. Like, can you top that? Here's something really bizarre and outrageous. Can you top that? Yep, hold my beer. Ever hear that expression? How does one go on the news with a blatant, bold-faced lie about being attacked in a hate crime during Pride Month, and to think with all the social media and technology out there that they will not be caught and flat out embarrassed? Well, folks, let me enlighten you. Now, I wasn't going to give his name, but I'm going to anyway now because he's already been embarrassed. What's one more show? 39-year-old Scott Rowan stated he walked downtown to a restaurant to inquire about a job in San Diego. And then he heard two men shout homophobic slurs at him. And so he retaliated by yelling back. You know, somebody yells at you, you yell back, right? No big deal. Nope. The next thing he knew, these men rolled up on him and dumped some fluid on him and then set him ablaze, according to what he told. Sorry. It's not funny, but it's funny. According to what he told the affiliate in San Diego, KGTV, he said the next thing he knew, he went up like coals on a barbecue. He then went on to tell his story on pretty much every news channel that would listen, including and not limited to social media, showing photos of himself in his bandages, being a quote-unquote victim of second-degree burns, even go on to tweet that his healing process now begins, and he's now taking Percocet to help with the pain. Well, there's a big surprise. if you get a load of this guy, because every video that he's cut on the news and on social media is on YouTube. So if you get a load of this guy, you kind of get where I'm coming from, the sarcasm and how much I don't believe him. You said it's obvious that the homophobes are now out there targeting the LGBTQAI plus community. Try saying that fast, five times fast. And no one walks around with flammable liquid in their pocket without an agenda. As I said before, mainstream media were quick to label this a hate crime because it took place during Pride Month. You want to talk about your juicy sommelier, whatever the hell his name is, 2.0, and your all-time backfire. You want the truth, folks? Here's what really happened. This man, Scott Rowan, was actually witnessed by several people, as well as security footage, assaulting a pregnant woman. That's correct. You heard me right. This man who accused two people who don't exist of dousing him with lighter fluid, apparently, and setting him ablaze, but let's not forget screaming homophobic slurs at him. Let me guess. They said, this is MAGA country. Yeah, I'm sure that's what happened. He was seen by several eyewitnesses as well as security footage beating up and assaulting a pregnant woman who then retaliated by setting him ablaze. And he ran off like the little yellow coward bastard that he is. The woman then called police. Obviously, they got his description and, started an investigation. A woman was taken to a hospital, and you know how that ends. Look, this happened on June the 12th. At the time of this broadcast, it is June 28th. That is 14 days later. It was discovered that he was a liar. Oh, 26. A police investigation and police manpower and the cost of the taxpayers, probably millions of dollars, in order to investigate this supposed hate crime. Now, I think I speak for most of us when I say, you may want to, investigate into this guy's background because, you may find some interesting things. And why stop there? Not only for assault, but for reporting a false incident. And also, be forced to pay back restitution. That's just my, that's just my take on it. I think the whole thing is ridiculous. It was not believable from the very start. Something was fishy, and I turned out to be correct. And I'm sure there's people out there that will join me in thinking the same exact thing when they heard the story. Speaking of the LGBTQAI plus community, during a pride parade, during a pride parade in New York City, they were naked and semi-naked, and others chanting, "We're here, we're queer, we're coming for your children," over and over again. I didn't make that up. That's what they were chanting. We're here, we're queer, We're coming for your children. Terrifying, isn't it? Here's something much better. In Seattle, a stank armpit of the United States of America and home of the unwashed masses, fully naked adult men and women were riding around on bicycles. No, there's not a glitch in your device. You heard me correctly. I'll say it again. In Seattle, Washington, fully naked adult men and women, or whatever, were riding around on bicycles, exposing themselves to the folks that were attending in the very large crowd, and still to this day, I have no idea why, the very large crowd that included children and supporters of these sexually deviant perverts. No, folks, I'm not making that up. This happened. And you know how I know it's happened? Because apparently it's content that's deemed appropriate for all ages on YouTube! I think I speak for everybody when I ask, are you fucking kidding me? How is this appropriate? So my 8-year-old granddaughter can turn on YouTube and type in LGBTQAI+, and one of the videos of what I just explained to you will pop up. She's 8. That's okay. That's okay for kids that go on YouTube at that young of an age to just out of curiosity type that in, and that's perfectly okay. That'll pop up with no problem. But remember, not too long ago, saying stuff like masks didn't work, or the 2020 election was heavily tampered with, Hunter Biden's laptop wasn't Russian disinformation, it was legitimate and authentic. That's inappropriate and gets you deplatformed. It's Russian disinformation. Oh, you're a puppet of Donald Trump. All right. It's apparently because all the perverts on the left who support this crap say nothing about it. No outrage. No call for YouTube to delete it. It's not just the left. It's the other side, too, the rhinos. The cowards that they are. The few good ones have nothing to do with it. They're not going to call for anything to deplatformed on YouTube as long as it serves their agenda. And their agenda is gay, LGBTQ, LMNOP community, rules all. Your children are our children. What other slogans do they use? And they're all in it together. I have no idea what a man riding around butt-ass naked on a bicycle in a pride parade in front of children has anything to do with anything. Where I come from, that's called indecent exposure. So if I were to go to the mall and flash my nutsack, I would be arrested, and so would you. It seems that the left are so enamored with these things, especially during Pride Month, that they use it to run distraction for all the important things affecting the American people currently, or likely to do so in the future. Seems they focus only on attacks on African Americans, LGBTQAI+ community, and not you know, maybe the resident of the White House and the president's son accepting millions of dollars from the Chinese Communist Party, Ukraine, Russia, and not only being caught red-handed with several articles of evidence. This is the proverbial hand caught in the cookie jar. But it's worse than that. It's a smoking gun that's ablaze that points to several impeachable offenses. And yet, the institutions we the people are supposed to trust are still attempting to convince us Orange Man bad, and that's all we need to worry about. And if you disagree, then you're a racist, a Nazi, a homophobe, Islamophobe, xenophobe, fascist, white supremacist, Fox News watching potbelly sharecropper MAGA Republican. Oh, insurrectionist. Whew. And those are just the terms the left love to use to label us. Also the people still unable, as educated as they are or claim to be, still unable to define what a woman is. Folks, this is a mutiny. This is what the left and the mainstream media and some of the right are focusing on instead of what is more important. And I'm not going to go into detail of Bidenomics, but I will tell you that everything written or that you may have seen on Twitter that the left is putting out to pat Joe on the back and deem it Bidenomics is bullshit. And if you have half a brain in your noggin, you already know that. Everything I've read about it is bullshit. 13.1 million manufacturing jobs? Where are they, Joe? Inflation coming down? Bullshit. Gas prices, $1.40 less than at the beginning of Putin's war? So, they're still $2.50 more than what they were when you took office. You have done nothing to help this country and the people that are in it. You've made it worse. So worse, so bad, in fact. Borders wide open. You don't care who comes in or out. But I'll make a comparison that a friend of mine has made several times. If you invite 12 people to dinner and they all show up, you're not going to tell them, I only have enough to feed five and the rest of you out of luck. You don't invite people in your house for dinner that you don't have enough for. We can't even house our own. How are we supposed to put these people up when we can't even house our own? Do you see the homeless problem in California? Does anybody see that? They have tent communities in Southern California. Southern California, although I've never been, used to be really beautiful, and a lot of people talked about it with, you know, love in their hearts. It's one of the places I wanted to go was Hollywood or L.A. just to check it out, just to see it, get the a taste of the West Coast. You couldn't pay me enough. They don't print enough money. The homeless population in California is outrageous. So bad, in fact, that people are actually there's people closing their hotel, not closing the hotels, but they're letting the loan go into default. Same thing with the gigantic mall that's out there in San Francisco. It's gotten so bad. And people are defecating on the street. They can walk into a place and they can just shoplift and take whatever they want. As long as it's under $750, you can't call the cops and you can't apprehend them. And even if you did, they wouldn't go to jail anyway because there's bail reform in California, the backwards-ass state that it is. And guess what? In about 15 minutes, they'll be let out anyway, only to do the same thing again. Apparently, administering drugs to yourself, whether it's smoking drugs on the street or injecting heroin on the street or in a park, is perfectly legal. Well, last I checked, those drugs are illegal. So what's the solution to this leftist, backwards, brainless state? Let's use a facility where drug addicts can come freely and give clean needles to inspire them to use drugs that can kill them. Let's encourage it. It's like a hockey fight. That's what we watch hockey for, right? Well, go to San Francisco if you're a mainline drug user, because they'll just give you clean needles, put you up for the night. It's infuriating. And if you think these things aren't coming, because I live in New York, not in the city, thank God. I live in upstate New York, and if you are living also in upstate New York and you think these things are not going to eventually hit this area, well, you're wrong. And we could stop it, folks. And I'm going to use the phrase, and I don't care. We need to stand up. We need to fight like hell. We need to get to those voting polls and make our voices heard. And the Republicans that are shitting all over you, that claim to be your voice, get them out. Pay attention and make an informed decision of who you want to represent the people and not what's in their best interest once they got your vote. Just a reminder, folks, that if you're a fan of this content provided on this broadcast, you can also tune in to my colleague's broadcast as well, Marcus Keynes As I See It, every Thursday afternoon at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Marcus Keynes As I See It. Very interesting stuff on there, very informative, and pretty fun to listen to sometimes. That's once again every Thursday afternoon, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Folks, I'm going to tell you that I'm with so much out there on the wire and only 30 minutes a week to talk about it, I can go on for hours, to be honest with you. But I will tell you, as I do every week, I'm going to give you as much information as I can give you on a weekly basis. My goal is to inform you of the truth and the content that the mainstream media is not allowed to tell you or won't tell you. And they're not telling you for a reason. And I'm pretty sure, as intelligent as my listeners are, you know the reason why they don't tell you. Because it doesn't fit their narrative. I'm truly grateful to have this platform to provide that information to you on a weekly basis. If you feel that what I'm telling you is not accurate, feel free to shoot me an email. Shoot me a chat. I'll do the best I can to answer you. Private message. I will correct it if it's wrong. But at this point, I'd like to thank you again for you all listening to my show and hearing me out and tuning in as you do every week. I will be back next week, same bat time, same bat channel. But until then, if you can't be good, be a badass.
This is Talk 29, the best in talk.